2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Let's lock in.
This is Unrivaled.
Yes!
Yes! The teams you live for, the sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keurig, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Unrivaled. It's 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Thanks for hanging out with us today. If you miss any portion of the show, you can always download the KSL Sports app. You can also go to the website, kslsports.com. All the write-ups that we have on all of your local and national and professional levels right here on kslsports.com. And then you can listen to the KSL Sports Zone there. You can find the shows. Download Scott and I anywhere you find fine podcasts as well. Do we get it all in there? Everything there, man?
Yeah. You did good, Alex.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
No, you keep your head on straight.
You may find a career.
You might. Mm-hmm. You might turn out okay.
All right.
God willing, you know.
Yeah. As they say in Spanish, si Dios quiere, basically the same thing. It's like, you'll be successful only if God wants, okay? Sorry. That's where we have to draw the line. Hey, we got lots going on here on the show. Let's jump in right now, and then let's get going with the cut so we can get into what this wild, wild west has turned even more wild with Colorado threatening to move to another conference. I'm not even sure if that conference wants him, but, you know, the rumors are flying. So here we go. It's the cut. Let's do it.
There we go. The unquestioned. Undeniable. Unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
All right, the cut and our program is always brought to you by G2G Bars. All natural ingredients, no preservatives. G2G Bars, perfect for anybody who needs that quick-tasty, nutritious boost. The word is substantive. It is really tasty and substantial. Speaking of substantive, that's what they call a segue, Scott.
Isn't that a thing you ride around on and you lean? The kind of momentum?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say a substantive. No. That is a segue.
No,
you're
segue.
Right.
Yeah.
In this particular case, the curious case of Colorado, where Dennis Dodd is now reporting that substantive conversations are going on right now around the possibility of Colorado leaving the Big 12. Scott, right off the bat, I want to know what you're going to do with that longtime rivalry that the Colorado Buffaloes and the Utah Utes have had for so long.
There goes the Rocky Mountain Oyster Cup. Shot to heck.
What are we going
to
do? Shot to heck.
Over.
What are we going to do now?
And actually, it looked like it might turn into a rivalry with Coach Prime now. I mean, that could get fun. And it's going to just going to get blown up before we ever have that opportunity to have that rich experience. Here's the thing that I can't figure out, okay? Dennis Dodd kind of dying on a sword. You know,
he's going after it, man.
Like he either knows something or he's being fed a line. Like he's being used.
Someone's using him as a misdirector.
As a way to kind of create kind of chaos a little bit or angst around what's happening here. Because none of this makes sense with anything that we've been told, we've heard, we kind of expect, and that is that all of the schools that remain in the Pac-12 are all together Nobody's going anywhere. They're going to get a media rights deal done. They believe it's going to be better than what the Big 12 has. And maybe the Big 12 is trying to sabotage it because they know it's going to be a better deal. And if they can sabotage it before it ever happens, then they won't look so bad. I mean, who knows the motivation behind it? And this is all speculation on my part. But, you know, you have to look at this and just reasonably say, why are they bringing this up? And they either are because it's true, and what we've been told is not true, that these teams aren't all together, these schools, and that it's kind of every university for themselves, and this is blowing up before their eyes. It's a fiasco going on. I mean, or Dennis Dodd is being played. And I don't know. I believe when you hear, you know, what Colorado is saying. And I think if you're smart as an AD, you got to look at all your options.
Well, that's all they said, right? Like, yeah. That's the part where he goes, because Rick George, who's the athletic director at Colorado, the quote that was thrown out there before we even got off the air on Friday was, we're members of the Pac-12 and we're proud members. And we've got to see where our media rights deal lands and where our conference is going to go. In a perfect world, we're going to stay in the Pac-12. We'd love to be there. But we have the word but gets everybody thrown into a tizzy, but we have to do what's right for Colorado at the end of the day. We'll evaluate things as we move forward. Every school has that same exact approach. If they don't, they're dumb, right?
I think so.
Blind, just like, I'm going to stay loyal while the ship's going down. Like, yeah. I'm going to keep playing the music while the ship's going down. That's not a thing. All these people are smart, and they will find the best place to go. And that situation might change.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So in that sense, Rick George hasn't said anything crazy. Well, because all the schools are saying this. They're going, we have to make sure and take care of ourselves. Because while we are loyal to one another right now, and we feel like a Pac-10, a group of 10 in the Pac-12 right now going forward, we're all sticking with this thing in solidarity. But we'd be dumb if we didn't keep our ears open to figure out what's going to be the best thing.
I think he did say something that was interesting and should be kind of, I don't know, maybe examined a little bit. And that is, in a perfect world, we'd love to be in the Pac-12. So what's the definition of a perfect world for Colorado and the Pac-12 today? Is it a media rights deal that's far superior than the Big 12? Is it?
Why does that have to be the gate? Like, why does that have to be the hurdle to clear? But is it a good enough thing where we're better than the Big 12? But the reality is how all is right, well, it, me, how is Colorado me, going to the Big 12 benefit the Big 12? The Big 12 should go, hey, man, I don't know. Yeah, thanks. Can you bring somebody else? Can you bring Utah? Can you bring ASU?
Well, the appeal is the Colorado had ESPN watching their spring game. They put 45,000 people in their stadium, and that's an attention that they haven't seen. I don't know that many schools have seen if you're outside the SEC and maybe the Big Ten. And if they're banking it on, because Deion's the only thing that you could bank it on. It's certainly not what Colorado has done in its entire time in the Pac-12, because it's been abysmal. And the cupboards were beyond bare when Coach Prime showed up. And Coach Prime, I don't think is going to stay. I don't think he can. And I don't want to use the word ego, but the way he's wired with his, he has to be the center of the universe, and he has to have that attention on him. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just his style, and he actually flourishes in a style like that. He relishes being the center of what's going on. And I don't think Colorado is big enough. I don't think, and certainly if it goes to the Big 12, it's not going to be big enough for Coach Prime. I think Coach Prime is priming himself for his big move.
So here's
and
the
his
thing.
Big move to me is Florida State.
That's why this needs to settle down a little bit, because if a lot of this is based off of what does Colorado have, and then everybody's answer is, well, Coach Prime right now, the energy surrounding him. If all of this, like, acting like you have some sort of, like, faux leverage is based off the fact that you have some excitement surrounding your program for the first time in decades.
Right.
Like, and it's based off of a guy that, one, will not be there for very long, and two, what has Colorado proven that they are doing long-term-wise that makes it to where they're going to be competitive anywhere in any part of the country? This is, like, beyond not a P5 program when it comes to football right now. Like, you talk about the – what did you tell me their record was in the Pac-12 since they joined?
It's really, like, 26-72.
It's so really bad. They win less than a third of their games that they play in Pac-12 play. For the history that they've been playing. And it's like that every year. And last year was a massive embarrassment. The year before that was embarrassing. They had some weird success during COVID year, and no one knew what was going on, and frankly, they didn't even know why they had the success. I don't even think – remember when Carl Durrell, we were like, hey, man, how do you build off of that year? He's like, we're really excited. They get in there, and they're like, they sucked. And everyone went, oh, shoot. We fooled ourselves into thinking that we had come far, and I think that's what this is doing. You're fooling yourself if you're – hey, Colorado, the best situation you could be in is the Pac-12, bar none. Because the Big 12 looks at you and goes, great, is there someone else who can join you? Because that's kind of nice, right? That happens. It's like, hey, kid, we'd love to have you at this school. Could you bring your 5-star quarterback best friend with you on the visit? Please.
If the Pac-12 – Pac 10, 12, whatever it is.
It's going to be, yeah.
Something. It's going to be 10. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you compared the two conferences side by side, so you don't have USC, you don't have UCLA, you don't have Texas, you don't have Oklahoma. Is there a program bigger than Oregon in the Big 12?
There's not even one that equals it, right?
Right. Without Texas and Oklahoma. Washington?
Same.
Okay, I'm going to throw out Stanford. The name is, of course, Stanford. There is not a
But they're embarrassing because of all those things, and they can't perform.
Okay, what about Oregon State right now?
You're not going to get Oregon State and Kansas State would be
equal.
They would be like the sister countries that are like, we have a representative across the world. It's just like us.
But Oregon State looks like it's turned a corner with its football program.
Okay. Right?
And I'm just talking about football because it's kind of the only thing that matters.
Yeah, sure. So, no, they're coming around for sure. Absolutely. Right?
And then you have Utah. I mean, is there a better program in the Big 12 right now?
Not right now. Not than Utah. Mm-mm.
No. I mean,
Utah has won as many national titles as all the other teams that are going to make up the Big 12.
Utah's been in the last two Rose Bowls. The two-time defending Pac-12 champion.
Didn't we talk about this? Who the national champions after Texas and
Oklahoma
leave?
I know you don't want to get into and say that Utah would be the best team in the conference because people get mad.
No, I think that – no, no, no. I didn't say that.
I'm just trying to support your point where you say Colorado is not going to be in a better conference if they go to the Big 12. Now you could say, well, basketball-wise, maybe it's a better conference.
No, for sure.
But football, it's not.
For sure, but Colorado's not going to help that cause.
No.
Colorado's not going to help the Big 12 getting better
at
basketball cause.
No.
So in that sense, I am, like, shocked that Big 12 fans are like, yeah, man. And you got to ask yourself, is it because you just want the demise of the Pac-12 for some weird reason, too? It's not good for the Pac-12 to blow up. It's not good.
No.
It's not good for sports in this state. It's not good for even the petty rivalry you have in your head. That rivalry becomes less so if the sport starts to, in the state of Utah, starts to get less strong, if it gets weaker. So I want the Pac-12 to thrive. Colorado, stop it. You have been garbage in the Pac-12, and you have been absolutely blessed. Hashtag blessed Colorado. For being in the Pac-12. And so when you do this thing where you're like, we got to do what's best for us, you guys are freaking lucky to be in the situation that you are. So you leave the Pac-12. I hope nobody takes you in. I hope you go nowhere. Because Deion Sanders is not going to make you a force long term. No apologies. Love unrivaled. All right. Let's take a break. Hey, we have our NFL roundup around the corner, don't we? Yeah. And we also have our 2-minute drill we got to get to. So we just want to make sure we get all that. We're going to sneak it all in, okay? Does your home need a new look? RJS Exteriors can give you that look this year with the stucco, brick, vinyl, James Hardy siding. Get that look for 2022 by calling the folks at RJS Exteriors. Or 2023 is the year, right? 2023. That's this year. I get it mixed up.
We're almost halfway through.
I should probably get that right. Remember, you're like
2024 right is right around the corner.
Get ready for 2024 with that new look from the folks at RDS Exteriors, 801-280-3110. Also, Trajan Wealth, TRAJANwealth.com. That's your trusted local financial fiduciaries bringing you this portion of the program. We will come back, and when we do, NFL Roundup, 2-minute drill. Stay with us.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.